This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning. This is Paul Hoffman, VK5PH, and I'm the training officer for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. We are pleased to announce that we'll be conducting a foundation license training and assessment session on Saturday, the 13th of April. Additionally, standard, advanced and regulations examination will be held at the venue, Urbray Agricultural High School, located on the corner of Cross and Fullerton Roads. As well as removing the yearly amateur licence fees, the ACMA has dropped the $90 examination fee, so there's never been a better time for anyone to enter the hobby. For more information on this training and examination day, please contact me, Paul Hoffman, preferably by email, that's vk5ph@wia.org.au, that was vk5ph@wia.org.au, or by phone on 041 8803 177. Thank you.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. Here's hoping that you are having a great Easter break, and if you are travelling, please be careful on the roads and watch out for other road users. Some of them may not be as sensible as you are and may do silly things. Our next Saturday technical session will be on the 6th of April, and Jim, VK5TR, will be giving a presentation on power supplies. There's always something that you can learn about this subject, and I'm sure that Jim will have some pearls of wisdom to give away, so don't miss it. 10 a.m. at the Hewitt Room in Blackwood Uniting Church Hall on the 6th of April. Paul, VK5PH, has scheduled a training day for the 13th of April at the Skills Centre at the Urbray Agricultural High School. So if you know anybody that is keen to sit for their foundation licence or to do an upgrade exam, please get in touch with him at training@ahars.au as soon as possible. The information for our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2 metre net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It is open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB Dean on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 1930 hours now. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you've got 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX Net, the Australian, New Zealand and Africa net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. Listen out for Shirley, VK5YL, and Paul, VK5PAS, on alternate Thursdays. All are welcome any day. Check out the information on the nets on our website at www.ahars.au, and also have a look at the AHARS Facebook group page. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so that we can share things with all of our members. Well, that's all for now from me, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts, and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Over the last few months, I've made a number of references to club member Norbert, VK5 Mike Quebec. Norbert has now returned to Mount Gambier after a stint on Casey Station in the Antarctic, where he managed to spend some time on air as VK0 Alpha India. I have no doubt that, at some point, Norbert will be asked to tell us all about his third trip to the Antarctic. I'm not sure if this will be as a guest speaker at our 2024 annual convention or at an activity night, but I am sure that he will be asked at some point. We will be holding a session at an activity night in the not-too-distant future where members will be able to bring along their handheld or mobile radios and have them tested for power output, spurious emissions, etc. This testing will be performed by Maxwell VK5AC using some of the club's very sophisticated and accurate test gear. Since joining the club only a few months back, Maxwell has restored some pretty fancy gear that the club had managed to obtain, but which was not working properly to 100% operational duty. A big thank you, Max. I can't let you get away without hearing about our 2024 annual convention. Taking place on Sunday the 9th of June, this one-day event is not to be missed. Book your accommodation now to ensure that you can take full advantage of the extra days on the long weekend to explore our spectacular region with your family. Of course, if fox hunting is your passion, you will be well catered for as well, with 2 full days of action on the program. There will be presentations prior to the Fox Hunt Prize Award ceremony on Sunday afternoon, and all of that will be followed by the 3-course sit-down dinner, which is the social highlight of the weekend. You need to book for this dinner, as numbers are limited to 80 persons. Full details for the event can be found on our club's website at serg.org.au. That's serg.org.au, and click on the Convention 2024 page. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and communication enthusiasts. This is VK5 LSB with some news and notes on behalf of the West Australian Committee. Last weekend, Sunday the 24th of March, WISA South Australia and a few of our wonderful volunteer ham radio operators were down along the Esplanade at Summerlin Beach and Goonoo, providing radio equipment and communication skills by supplying a complete radio network including handheld radios and a portable repeater package for the safety officials and event organisers to manage the event safely of all participants for the Dementia Australia Memory Walk, which occurs annually along the coast to raise awareness and funding to assist in the treatment and research of dementia. Lewis VK5FLY was at the start and finish line to provide education and support to the event coordinators and their volunteers on the use of the radios. This event occurs around Australia and interstate, and Wison groups interstate also assist with radio communications and support at their events as well. The portable commercial repeater that we utilise consisted of a 25-watt Moto desktop unit running from a 12-volt battery feeding the collinear antenna 8 metres up on a portable mast. We had perfect handheld coverage the whole event, which was 8 kilometres north and 5 kilometres south from the repeater site, situated on the beachfront. A very successful volunteer event, and the repeater was manned by Arno VK5ZAR, our senior radio technician. We also had the West Australian Bicycle Mobile Radio Technician, which is VK5 LSB David, on site as well to cover the event if any issues arose, as it's too difficult to get around the course in a motor vehicle but easy by a bicycle. The Shannon's Rally of the Heartland, which is being held over the 26th to 28th of April 2024, up at Bar and Surrounds in the mid-north of the state. The band of exceptional and highly skilled ham radio operator volunteers West Australia will be providing radio communications, logging, logistics and manning SOS points for the event. Most positions for the volunteer ham radio operators to assist in this event have been filled, but if you want to come along and see what we do, we will look forward to hearing from you if you can assist. We personally thank those ham radio operators, West Australian volunteers, who have put their hands up already to assist with this event, as we couldn't do it without you. Please note, a fuel reimbursement contribution will be provided to all volunteers who assist in this event with Wison South Australia. You can register for this event by contacting the President of Wison Australia via the contacts links on the Wison Australia webpage, or just Google us or check Wison South Australia out on the Facebook page. Also, you can register on the Rally SA website and just Google for Rally SA and click on the register link and click on the Wysen volunteer link. Wysen Australian volunteers will also be assisting in radio communications and radio equipment at the True Grit Challenge, which is being held at the stunning Cordo Vineyards over the 20th to the 21st of April 2024, which is located by the Riverland town of Wakaree, which hosts the South Australian event each year. This True Grit course winds through the 1,100-acre property, tracking across vineyards, woodlands, water bodies, and silky sand dunes. The event is a military-inspired obstacle challenge. Also, don't forget, next Sunday, the 7th of April, the Wysen Australian Net will be held at 2,000 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network, and we look forward to chatting to you all on the net next Sunday at 2,000 hours. So put that date in your diary now, next Sunday, the 7th of April 2024 at 2,000 hours. This has been David, VK5LSB, and on behalf of the Wysen Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside of you all at the next event. Have a happy and safe Easter all, and have fun with chocolate Easter eggs and spending time with your family and friends. Cheers all, 73 and happy Easter.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with the Easter edition of the North East Radio Club news. Well, last Thursday, we had the fifth Friday lunch, and it was at the Gully Hotel at Tea Tree Gully. And we had a remarkable number of people turn up, so it worked out to be very, very successful. We all had a great meal and a good talk and thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. So that was good to see so many people come along, especially some of the first-timers. And I hope that you had a good time and that you'll come along when next we have a fifth Friday lunch. And it will be on the Friday, not the Thursday like this time. And the next month with a fifth Friday is August. Now, for those of you who are on Facebook, Graham, VK5GM, has set up a Facebook page for the North East Radio Club. So go to the North East Radio Club Facebook page and click on like and follow, and you'll find out all the latest news about what's happening at the North East Radio Club. So thanks very much for doing that, Graham. And once again this year, the North East Radio Club will be having a buy and sell. And it will be on Sunday, the 14th of April. And it will be in our usual meeting hall, the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent. Now, sellers' tables are available to be ordered from Brian, VK5VI, and they are $15 for non-members and $10 for members. And entry for buyers is $5 a head. Now, the doors will open at 10:30 a.m. for sellers to set up their tables and get everything ready. And then the buyers will be given entrance into the hall at 11 o'clock. Now, there will be a barbecue happening on the day, and tea, coffee and soft drinks will all be available. So that's the North East Radio Club buy and sell on Sunday the 14th of April. So come along and maybe pick up a bargain or two. Well, that's all I've got for this week. Put down that Easter egg, you never know where it's been. So don't forget to stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Theo, VK5IR, on behalf of AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Our next monthly fox hunt will be a BYO picnic foot-based hunt on Sunday the 14th of April, commencing at 11 a.m. at Drag Reserve by the Riverside Playground in Felixstowe, just 6 kilometres northeast of the city. near the Clemsey-Gobarn bus interchange. AREG members recently participated in a club group build event which saw around 50 fox hunt yagis made, so we're keen to get out and give them a try. AREG will hide 7 2-metre foxes and 1 70-centimetre fox throughout the park, and the challenge will be to see who can find them the fastest. If you don't have any of your own fox hunting gear but would like to give it a try, AREG will have a couple of loan sets of gear available based on the very popular VK3 YNG sniffer receivers. Or we can arrange to buddy you up with one of the club members who do have equipment so you can get a first taste of fox hunting ARDF style. If you're not into fox hunting but would still like to gather with us all from AREG, we're also promoting this event as the AREG Autumn BYO Picnic for 2024. Just bring your own rugs, chairs, and food and drinks. Make sure you wear some comfortable walking shoes and sunscreen and come and join in on the fun. Everyone is welcome to join in, be it AREG members and non-members. This will be a family-friendly event with people of all ages welcome to join in. However, children must be kept under the supervision of an accompanying adult. More information on this event, including a map of the event location, can be found on our website at areg.org.au or check our Facebook page at facebook.com/VK5ARG. We look forward to seeing you all there on the day. 73 from AREG.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.